そう。Sona and other rishis of India in the beginning of Kali, they asked Sruta Goswami, the disciple of Srila Sukadeva Goswami. You know all. We have learnt everything from Sukadeva Goswami. So, you know the essence of all the literatures, epics. You should tell how our soul will be happy. He did not ask how I can be happy. This body now. First of all, you should know that we are not body. What is this body? A bag of urine, latrine, blood, and so many things. But Krishna has given this very kindness because he is unconditional kindness.
Causeless merciful.
Causeless merciful. Only in this human body you can know all these things from epics or from the mouth of any of your life, guru or vaisya. So tell me, we have faith on you that how our soul will be happy. And then we go, only there is by
means. Only one means.
One way.
You should do what? Savai punsam. Paro dharmo. Jato bhakti radokhaje. Ahetu kapyavahitatya bhakti.
Guru Satsumi.
Only this. What we are doing? Now, what is the relation between wife and husband, between son and father and mother? They are like dharma, but not param dharma. We have some duties towards our country also. Father, mother, and to others. But they are not paramdharma, highest dharma. What? To serve Krishna unconditionally is paramdharma. That has been told in this issue. In other words, see, Rupa Goswami has told Anya Vilasita Sunya. Gyan Karma Adhyana Pritam. Anukullena Krishna Musidanam Bhakti Ruttam. What is the meaning of this?
Srila Gurudev is explaining a shloka, a verse, written by Srila Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami is one of the main disciples of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared 500 years ago. So Srila Gurudev is explaining about the principle by which the soul can attain its ultimate satisfaction and happiness. And he has made it very clear that this material body, it will never be able to attain happiness. So now, focusing on the necessity of the soul, he is giving this verse which tells the essential way by which every human being can attain happiness, ultimate perfection of the soul. And I'm describing by Gurudev's order this verse. Anya vilashita shunyam jnana karmadhyana vritam anakulyena Krishnanu Shilanam Bhaktir Uttama. Here the words Bhaktir Uttama means the topmost level of pure bhakti. What is bhakti? What is the function of the soul towards God? That is called bhakti, or pure devotion and pure love. But what type of love? Not like the temporary love, so-called love, of this material world. All the relationships in this material world are impure. But this type of love, it begins with the words Anya Abhilashita Shunyam. This means that this type of devotion and love for God, for Krishna, is devoid of any other types of desires, material desires. Anya Abhilas. Everyone has so many material desires to fulfill, but in relation to our pure devotion to the Supreme Being, that is devoid of any kind of material desire. In other words, we are not approaching Him so that He will serve us, but rather we are fully devoting ourselves purely to Him. Then, Jnana Karmadi Anavritam. This means that the devotion and love through which the soul is serving the Supreme Soul, it will not be covered over by any other motivations, particularly Jnana, Karma, and also yoga, anadi. Here it means that in the material world, everyone performs their actions to get karmic sense enjoyment, gratification. But if that action is performed with the motivation to get, if I'm serving God with the motivation to get my own sense gratification, then that means that my pure devotion will not be pure and it will be covered by karma. Then also jnana. Here is eliminating jnana. Jnana means speculative knowledge and desires for liberation, freedom from the entanglement of birth and death. Apparently this seems to be a very noble desire, that I want to become free from the cycle of birth and death. But actually it is also selfish. Even pure devotion to the Supreme Being is devoid even of a desire to attain liberation and to cultivate knowledge of the impersonal nature of the Supreme Being. That is called jnana. And even the practice of yoga, which some persons perform for attaining mystical abilities and powers to control in the material world, this is also material desire. So here, Rupa Goswami has very specifically defined that pure devotion to God, to Krishna, it will not be covered by any of these other material motivations. Then he describes what is actually the Swarup Lakshan, that means the primary quality of pure devotion. And here he says, Anukulyena Krishnanushilana. This actually is referring to devotion, constant devotion, cultivating this devotional temperament 24 hours daily, just like a constant, if you pour some honey from a jar, it flows down in a perfect stream without any breakage. So in the same way, when one serves Krishna in this constant way, then that is pure devotion, pure bhakti. And it means anukul. Anukul means that it will be for his satisfaction and for his benefit. Anukul yena Krishna anushilanam bhaktir uttama. Then this is called uttama, topmost level of bhakti. So Srila Gurudev has quoted this verse and another verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, which is a parallel verse, which is telling that only through parodharma, through the topmost devotion to the Supreme Being, can he become satisfied and can the soul become satisfied if it is ahoituki, without any other motivation, and apratihata, without any interruption. So in brief, this is a description of these of this shloka which Srila Gurudev has quoted.
If anyone cultivates this pure bhakti, and two pure symptoms comes. What are the symptoms? First, a virakti will come from all besides.
Detachment will come. Detachment.
Detachment comes. Surely come. And all kinds of knowledge will come itself. Jiva tattva, Krishna tattva, Maya tattva, Prema tattva. Everything will come. If they are not coming, and if detaching from the all things Material. Not coming, you should see there is something neutral. And one thing more comes. Swanishitam. The taste in hearing Harikatha will come.
Dharma Swanishitam Kungsang Vishakshana
Katha
Sucha Rutpade Yudhiruti Samayavai Devalam.
If by that devotion, cultivation of devotion, there is no taste for hearing Hari Katha, then you should know that I have no pure bhakti. There is something like anyone can chant name, he can do archan, other things. But if no Hari Katha, taste in Hari Katha, then after some time, oh, he will lose it. So, by this devotion, that must come. And if it comes, your life will be successful. I came here only to see how beautiful temple is. And anyone who Prabhu?
Bala Prabhu.
Bala. His wife.
And his wife over there.
Oh, they both have decorated and painted and made beautiful. So I came here to see. Otherwise, oh, Padma Maharaj will tell everything in vistar.
In details.
In detail, everything, what I want to tell. So you can listen from me that this life is durlabham, labdhvasu durlabham itam bahusam. And there are so many slopes in Srimad Bhagavatam. So he will explain. I am very happy to come here. Also, I heard that anyhow this temple was connected with
Kirtanananda.
And he was my bosom friend. I was at the time of sannyas. Everything I did for him. So he cannot forgive. Now we are all coming and hearing katha in this temple. I think you are very fortunate to be here and to hear her. Go,
Premanandi. You can. আর ঘরে বসবেন কি? ঘরে আর বসবেন কি?